Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Hello and welcome to DC Today, this Tuesday, March the 26th. It's great to be with you. We had mostly a fairly sideways day in markets. The market was positive for most of the day. We ended up closing slightly negative. We were down about 30 points, a little more on the Dow. Interest rates were down 2 basis points on tens to 4.23. So fairly quiet day in markets. And I have some comments in there on some historical data. And then I think David does as well in his section. So let me tie those two pieces together. So this is the 10th time since 1950 that we've had 5 months in a row of positive positive markets. And what I did is just looked at in history when that did happen. Again, I mean, 10 times is quite a few, really, even though it's over 70 years. Were markets positive or negative a year later than that? And this does not mean that it'll be the case this time, but in every case, they were positive. And so there's something to be said about some momentum, and that's what we're seeing now. That said, there's a real valuation issue that we're talking about, and David alludes to this very nicely in his piece, which is if you assume an 11% growth rate for this year, and then what is estimated now for next year at 13%, you're still trading at 21.4 times now and 19 times for next year's, and that's including or assuming that markets will stay the same, you know, meaning they won't go any higher. So look, historically, the numbers aren't necessarily against us as far as market returns, we're, you know, considering where we are. But just keep in mind the valuations are pretty stretched here at this point. there is some other parts of the market that I think are fairly encouraging. You are seeing, and I talked about this on either CNBC or Bloomberg, I forgot, but there is broadening happening in the market. It's moving from just tech into some other sectors, and energy is one of those sectors. And right now, there is now 80% of the energy sector trading above its 3-month high. And so that's generally seen as fairly positive. And again, energy was so tough for so long, you know, 15 and 16 and then so forth, with over investment and those numbers are still being worked through. But generally speaking, it's good to see some broadening out in overall markets. We had durable goods orders out today that were better than expected. They were up 1.4%, which is quite a bit better, really, than the 1% expected. But just keep in mind for January, there was kind of an anomaly in there with a large seasonal factor with Boeing airline contract orders. And so those numbers are a little skewed there, but generally still a positive number. We had Case-Shiller home price index for the day up 0.1% for January and is now up 6.6% year over year. So continued strength in housing, and I've written about it a few different times. There's really not much transactions occurring right now. And so prices are staying where they are until there's more transactions. I suspect that'll come at some point. We had consumer sentiment numbers out today that were a little weaker. There's a little election coming out this year. I think that, you know, causes people to answer the survey results a little more negatively. There's just some other things happening in the world. Again, the two comments that I make is, number one, just keep in mind, this is a household survey. So they're calling people and asking them questions about how they feel about things. So it's basically a lagging indicator because it's how you just felt about something that just went on and not necessarily indicative of exactly what the future will hold. But then nonetheless, those are the two or three sort of data points on the day from an economic standpoint. I answered a question that I get often about what our account minimum size is, which is that we try not to set one. You know, and this is in the Ask Brian section. You know, I mean, pragmatically, is there a dollar amount where it wouldn't make sense to work with us? Of course. But my point is just, you know, we have 50, $100 million clients that aren't good fits that we turn down sometimes. And that has to happen because of a lot of different reasons. And it's just not a good fit. And we have $1, $2 million clients that are a great fit and we can add a ton of value to. And there's 63 people on our team that can help with these people and improve their lives. So there isn't a hard minimum. I really want TBG to be looked at as that quarterback position, though. What I want to get away from, for I think what was where the question was coming from, is how much do we need to put in the dividend portfolio? And I just wouldn't look at it, look at us as just an investment manager at all. It's much more holistic than that. So as far as dollar amount, it matters a little less. All that to say, you know, tomorrow there is a Fed speaker talking, Waller. Other than that, it's a fairly quiet day in the economic calendar. I'll still be with you, and there'll be plenty to go through in DC today, but not a lot actually scheduled. So for that, for now, I'm going to let you go for the day. I appreciate you listening. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. Thanks so much.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.